Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bake McBride. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting third. The center fielder, Gary Maddox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Schmidt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Carlton. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Steve Carlton. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesu. Batting second. The third baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Gene Kleins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a line drive into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman juggles the ball. That's an error on Kingman. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. Schmidt reaches second base with a double. Vale throws the ball into Scott, who tags Schmidt trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Hebner goes all the way around to score. One out. It's 1-0, Phillies. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. McCarver reaches second base with a double. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. McCarver moves to third. Two outs. Steve Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCarver scores. It's 2-0, Phillies. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 1 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Lozinski strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bauer moves to second. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schmidt hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Phillies. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McCarver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball 4. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a line drive into left field. Lozinski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 1 in the game. Sizemore strikes out. One out. Steve Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carlton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Blake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. McBride reaches second base with a double. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0 for 1 in the game. Vale strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 0 for 2 in the game. Maddox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kleins. Maddox reaches second base with a double. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0 for 2 in the game. Lozinski hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Kingman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hebner takes first base on ball 4. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Schmidt strikes out. There goes Maddox. The throw from Blackwell and Maddox is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0 for 1 in the game. Kleins hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCarver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Trillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0 for 2 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carlton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Blackwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blackwell moves to second. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0 for 2 in the game. Vale hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McBride hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Phillies. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maddox hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Lozinski takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Martin pinch runs for Greg Lozinski. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Martin now playing left field. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman strikes out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-for-2 in the game. Kleins strikes out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trillo moves to third. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Schmidt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schmidt. The throw from Blackwell and he is safe. Schmidt steals second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Schmidt moves to third. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCarver strikes out. One out. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-3 in the game. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Carlton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carlton takes first base on ball 4. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Davey Johnson pinch hits for Rick Rochel. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Phillies. Ivan De Jesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. De Jesu is 0-3 in the game. De Jesu hits a fly ball into center field. Maddox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 0-3 in the game. Vale hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 6, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dave Geisel now pitching. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Maddox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maddox is 1-4 in the game, with a double. Maddox hits a ball on the ground towards short. De Jesu misplays the ball. That's an error on De Jesu. Bauer moves to second. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Hebner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vale. Hebner reaches second base with a double. Bauer scores. Maddox goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Phillies. Mike Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 3-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Schmidt is walked intentionally. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-4 in the game, with a double. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards short. De Jesu fields it and throws to second for the out. Hebner moves to third. Two outs. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-4 in the game. Sizemore hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Phillies 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-3 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Trillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Kleins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kleins is 0-3 in the game. Kleins strikes out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Martin. White reaches second base with a double. Kingman moves to third. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Phillies, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.